Hello and welcome to the Improving Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Boulay. Today I want to talk about not letting your emotions control your life. Emotional decisions are probably one of the worst things in your life that can go and derail your dreams and your goals. Or even worse, when you're going and you're working hard towards your dream and your goals, it can go and crash everything down. When you go and you're living emotionally, and you are trying to go and get that promotion at work, and you've been working at it for years, and someone pisses you off, and you decide to go and just live by your emotion and do that thing that the emotion is just saying. Your emotion is saying you should hit them, or you should yell at your boss, or you should tell that person to go fuck themselves. And you go and you do it, it can go and it can destroy everything that you went and you've already built. And pretty much after that, they're going to be known as that reputation as like the hothead, or everyone's going to go and see you in that negative light. This is really difficult, and I think everybody can go and relate to doing something and making the decision with their emotions. And I think one of the biggest things that people struggle with was when it comes to food. When you're going and you're trying to be healthy, and someone offers you cake and ice cream for someone's birthday, and you go and you take it, even though you're trying to go and you're trying to be healthy, you're trying to lose this weight, you end up doing it because you just really want in that moment. I would say majority of the time when I go and I'm living by my emotions, it always goes and doesn't end well. Sometimes it doesn't really turn into a big deal, but a lot of the times it goes and it takes me away from the things that I want to do and takes me away from the things that I'm trying to create. I have went and I've fallen off the different diets because when I go and I'm having a hard day and I go and I need something and then someone offers me some unhealthy food, it's like, yes, okay, I'll take the comfort food. And then right after I eat it, I feel like absolute shit. I'm like, why did I go and I do that? I've been working hard for a month and trying to get all of this stuff figured out. And I'm trying to go and drop all this weight and I'm trying to get this workout routine. And now I went and I ate this thing. And unfortunately, I know for me and I know for a lot of people that are like this, they don't usually stop at that meal. I mean, if you went and you had decided to have that comfort food meal and then you went and you got back on track, that's not a big deal. We go and people fall off all the time. But if you go and you have that meal and then you keep eating it, and next thing you know, it's been 2 weeks and you haven't gone back to the gym and you're not eating healthy, all from that one little emotional decision that seemed like it wasn't a big deal at the time, completely went and screwed up all of the progress that you were making before. I know that people are going to be listening to this and be like, well, just don't go and keep eating the shitty food, or don't go and punch that coworker, or don't go and yell at your boss then. Like, it's not that hard, and people don't go and live with these emotional decisions. Like, these are just really extreme examples, and they are. But if you don't have a plan in place, if you don't know what you're going to do in that moment when that situation comes up that you've thought about logically before the situation comes up, your emotions are going to go and take over. You're going to go and live a life when your emotions are controlling your actions. So what we got to do is go and make a plan when the emotions aren't high. We got to use our logical mind. We got to go and have an intentional decision maker before that situation comes up. And people are going to be like, well, like, people don't do that. Like, not everybody goes and does that for the situations that they want to change. But we got raised to go and do that all the time. If little Timmy was pushing you on the playground, your parents would teach you to either fight back, or they tell you to walk away from the situation or something. Like, they would go and they would tell you, hey, if the situation comes up again, do this action. And that's what we got conditioned to go and do. Or if you're going to go and you're going to try to eat healthy, but you know you have no control, okay, I'm going to leave that party before the birthday cake comes up. Or I'm not going to go to that restaurant because I don't think I'm going to be able to go and eat the healthy meal, and I'm going to go and order my favorite that's like 1,500 calories for a meal. Even with my 2-year-old daughter, me and my wife condition her that when she goes and she gets mad, her instant reaction is she wants to go and she hits. But she has a sister who can't even crawl yet, so we don't need her going and beating on her sister every time she goes and she gets mad. So we go, no, when you get mad, you go and you leave the room. When you get mad, you can go and do this. When you get mad, throw a ball at the wall. Whatever you need to do to go and calm yourself down, but don't hit your sister. And we had that conversation when she goes and she's calm, because you don't want to do it when the emotions are high. And it gives her a solution to when those angry emotions come up. So when she goes and she gets mad, it's like, okay, go to your room, go do whatever you got to do. Go throw stuffed animals around, go and, jump on your bed, go whatever. And so we went and we taught her how to go and do these things when the emotions are high. And we're all like that. We're all conditioned in one way or another. That doesn't mean that the condition that we're doing was the right thing to do. That just means that someone went and probably taught us what they think or what they thought was right at the time. And now this is what we do when this thing happens. The best part now is now that you're an adult, you can go and decide to go and change the things that you want to do. If you're mad and you don't like what you went and you were taught about because it's not helping with your emotions, like for my generation, we got taught not to be angry. So what I got taught was go and calm down, don't deal with it, and you're not allowed to come back out until you relax. And it never let me go and deal with the negative emotion that I had to go and I had to deal with. I didn't was able to go and deal with it in a healthy way. What I was doing was I was suppressing it and had to make sure that it wasn't shown before I could go out and go and play with my siblings again or before my parents were allowed to go and see me. Now I can go and I can change it because I didn't like suppressing my emotions. So now I can go and do something else when those emotions get high. And I plan it out before it happens. I plan it out before like the bottle pops. So now what I go and I do is I plan in my head what's going to happen when the emotions get high. When I really want that unhealthy food, this is what I'm going to do. When I feel really angry, this is what I'm going to do. When I'm frustrated with my daughter, this is what I'm going to do. When she won't go to bed, this is what I'm going to do. When she won't get in the vehicle and we have to go somewhere, this is what I'm going to do. Instead of getting frustrated or getting mad or sad or cravings or just having a weak moment and just end up doing things that I'm going to go and regret. I don't want to go and scream at my daughter because we have this appointment that she doesn't understand to go and get in the van so we can go. I don't want her to go and remember me as someone who goes and yells. And for some people, they don't care. They just need to go and have control of their kids, which is whatever. But one of the values is I don't want my daughter to remember me like that. So I made a plan when she's not listening or when she's not going to bed. This is what I'm going to do. I made a plan for the food that I'm going to eat. Like if I don't want to go and eat this unhealthy food, this is what I'm going to do instead. And it's like that with any situation. That's how we go and live a life with intention. That's how we go and live a life where our emotions are not in control. No one is going to be perfect at this all the time. And the point is not to go and do this perfect every time. It's just majority of the time, 95% of the time, going and having that control of the reactions of what's going to happen. So I'm okay with not being perfect at this. But what I go and I do is I like to reflect on what I did wrong or what I liked or what I didn't like and be able to do little tweaks and change it. Maybe in my head, when I am thinking logically and when I'm like, okay, when this emotion comes up, I'm going to do this. And I didn't like it. I didn't like how it went in that situation. I'm going to think back again and be like, okay, well, I didn't like when I did this. I didn't like it when I counted to my daughter because she didn't listen anyways. Let's try this different thing to see if this will work. And this is so much easier said than done. And I'm lucky enough that I have a wife that has the same values that I do around this. So me and my wife can go and talk about it in different ways. She can go and bring stuff up that's like, well, this is bothering me when this happens. And what do you think? And we can talk and just bounce ideas off of each other. And there's going to be some ideas that work great for her. And there's going to be some ideas that were great for me. And there's going to be, it's just not going to work for each other. There was a lot of times where I would go and make this plan of what I'm going to do when the emotions get high. And I was like, this is exactly what I'm going to do. Everything's going to go great. I got this. And then the situation would happen. And then I would just lose my shit. And the emotions would go and take over. And then the event would happen and it'd be done. And I'd be like, what happened? Like, I said I was going to do this thing that would have made a lot more sense, but I blew up. I got mad. Why did I get so mad about this? Why did I let my emotions still go and take over? And I don't like to go and beat myself up. So I'll be like, well, I'm going to try better next time. And then if it happens again and again, and I'm just realizing that I'm not allowing myself to go and find the solution of what I agreed on, and I'm still letting my emotions go and have the control, that's when I go and I got to look at a lot of the things. Basically, I'm going to go and look at all the times where my emotions are still in control. And most of the time, there's a root problem there. Most of the time, I got to go and dig and dig and dig and figure out what's going on, because it could be some sort of a core belief. It could be something from our childhood. It could be all these different things of why, when this event happens, why you're not allowing yourself to be intentional with it and you're still letting your emotions control what you're going to do. This is where things go and get really deep. And this is where you're going to have to really try to understand what's going on and why something is bothering you so much, or why this emotion keeps coming up over and over and over again, even though you don't want to react that way. This is where I would go and try to remember why you have made the decision to go and react the way. Why is it that you don't want to get mad at the person? Or why is it that as soon as someone offers you unhealthy food, you have to go and not only finish your plate, but go get seconds and thirds? What is going on? Why do you go and lose control? And why do you want to go and change it? And when you have your why, when you have that figured out, it makes it a lot easier to go and work on it. Because sometimes this stuff is like really easy where it comes to, oh, I'm just going to go and avoid that restaurant and I'll be good. And you are good. You're totally fine. And there's going to be other times where the emotion keeps getting higher and higher and you just keep blowing up, or you just keep falling into the unhealthy eating, or you just keep falling into this pattern of something that you want to change. And you're like, what am I doing? So when you go and you have a why, when you have a reason to go and anchor you to changing your behavior, it makes it easier to go and be like, okay, I'm doing this for this reason. I'm not going to eat the dessert because I want to run with my grandkids. Or I'm not going to go and blow up at my daughter because I want to have a close relationship with her. And when she's older, I want her to be able to go and trust me and have those hard conversations with me. So then at least she trusts me than someone else, one of her friends, or an adult that doesn't have the best interest for her. Okay, so if I want to have a really close relationship with my daughter for her whole life, I need to go and work on this now, which means I have to go and work on my anger, which means I have to work on my reaction when she does this thing that pisses me off. I have absolutely no doubt that this will highly go and benefit your life. And just like anything that's going to benefit your life, it's going to go and it's going to take work. It's not going to be easy. And we're going to be going against what we think is going to be our natural reaction. If your natural reaction is to yell and scream, well, how is that going to go and affect your relationships? If you can go and learn how to go and calm down, if you can go and learn how not to eat that unhealthy food, if you can go and make sure that you don't hit that person, you know, whatever, you're going to go and be able to build better relationships, or you're going to be able to go and have more control of that situation. And just knowing that, yeah, this is going to go and it's going to take work, but it's going to be worth it in the end. When you go and you have the goal of one to go and react a certain way, it's not about being perfect at it on your first try. It's not about making that decision and being like, okay, yes, I got this and the work is done. When you go and fall in that situation, when this event happens and you're going to go and you're trying to change it the way that you want to change it, it's okay if it doesn't go the way that you thought it was going to go. It's okay that if most of the time you are still reacting emotionally, but like towards the end, you were able to go and start using your logical mind again. It isn't about doing this once and then you're good to go. You're going to have to go and put a lot of practice into this. But the more that you do it, it is going to get easier, just like anything else. And you're going to get closer to that goal. If you go and you create a habit of a reaction when there's unhealthy food, you're going to get closer to that weight loss, or you're going to get closer to your fitness level. If you can go and control your frustration at work or something's going on, you're going to go and you're going to show leadership skills and you're going to get closer to getting that promotion. Instead of someone that's just living off their emotions and just making the decisions of doing the things that feels good in the moment. Make sure that you are committed to the decision that you're making, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go and try to talk you out of it. When you're going and you're trying to eat healthy and you're with a bunch of your friends or a bunch of your family that they aren't trying to go and eat healthy, they're going to go and try to tell you why you should eat that cake. Or they're going to go and tell you that, oh, it's just one meal. It's just one scoop of ice cream. What's it going to hurt? And you have to be okay and strong enough to go and say, no, this is what I decided to do. I'm good. Thanks for offering. And they don't mean to go and do it through like trying to derail you. But I think what a big part of it, at least I've seen, is they go and you're kind of shining a mirror to them. So when you go and you say, no, I'm trying to be healthy, so I'm not trying to eat any dessert, and you go and you order that salad instead of that burger and fries, and they start going and making comments, or they're making fun of you, or they start doing all these things, I think what it really does is you're bringing up a mirror to them, and they realize that they have a problem that you're working on, and it's easier to go and bring people down than working out on themselves. And you're going to see that a lot. I see this a ton with drinking. As soon as I wanted to quit drinking, all of a sudden I got made fun of for quitting drinking. Like all the time. When I go, and because I don't drink very often, when I go and out, like I went and I met with some friends that we went to a pub, and I was like, yeah, cool, let's go watch the hockey game. And they all went and ordered drinks. And I was like, no, I'm good, I'll just have a water. They all bothered me for not wanting to drink. And I was like, what's the big deal? Why does it affect you if I don't drink? But it bothered all of them. And that's when I realized, I was like, you know what? I think it was just shining a mirror and realizing that they had the problem, and maybe it's something that they want to quit. But me not giving in went and affected them, so they have to go and bring me down instead of changing their own actions. So just know that not everybody's going to go and be on your side, and it'll be with like that for everything. If you're going and you're trying not to get as mad with your kids, which I think just what every parent would want is to not go and react emotionally with your kids, there's going to be parents that do it and going to be telling you that you're raising your kids wrong. I don't know why people go and do this, and I don't know why it affects them so much. Even if they went and let's say like with drinking, if they went and they felt like they had a problem, why they have to go and attack me for something that they feel like it doesn't affect them at all. And just know that's probably going to come. And there's going to be times that maybe you can't just go and hang out with those people. Or maybe you're going to have to go and find a new support system. You're going to have to find people that have the same goals that you have that can go and cheer you on rather than trying to derail you and trying to go and make you eat that unhealthy food or make you have that drink or make you blow up at your kids because that's what they think is normal and that's what they think is correct. If you can follow through and do what you planned and everything went perfect, you didn't eat that dessert, you go and you get home and you're like, yes, I'm so proud of myself for not giving in, or I'm so proud of myself for not yelling at my kids, or whatever, I'm so proud of myself for making that plan, doing it, and it worked really, really well. There is honestly like no better feeling. You are now going and living your life more intentionally. You are living your life, you're living your life with less emotion, and you're getting closer to your goals that you want to go and you want to hit, because you want to change that reaction for a reason. And it's just another little badge of honor. It's another little win and say, yes, I can go and I can do it. And then the next time it'll go and it'll be even easier. And then what's cool about it is once you're going and you're getting better with a certain area in your life, so let's say like trying not to get as mad at your kids, and you go in and you do it, and to the point where it's so automatic, your reaction is instant where you go and you do whatever you planned. Then when you go and use the same principles for unhealthy eating, it's easier because you're like, I've done this before. I know what I have to do. It's just, it's going to look a little bit different. The principles will be the same. The methods will be a little bit different, but I know what I got to do. And then you can go and you can put those life lessons in all of your life. I love this because you can go and you can take the life lessons and be able to go and put them in all areas of your life. And that's when you can go and live a life full of intention instead of full of emotion when emotions are getting high and you're just living by reaction. This is where you can go and decide how you want to live and decide what you want your life to look like. Put in the work, put in the practice, and you can have that life that everybody wishes that they had. You are literally creating your life by your design. I really hope that helps and it gives you a little bit more thought on making the decisions in your life to not live emotionally, not live by reaction, and living intentionally and making that decision to go and plan ahead before the emotions get high and know what to do when those situations come up. If you think that someone else would benefit from this, please send it off to them. And if you could go and leave me a review, it lets me know how I'm doing and allows the platform to grow. It's really the only way that these platforms know that people are listening and that I am adding value. I am going to go and keep all of my social media links in the show notes. So come and say hi. Come and let me know how you're doing. Would love to go and hear from you. For now, get a little bit better every day, and we'll talk to you next time.